This is episode number 2455 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 2nd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Channing Tatum is one busy guy.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Between acting, producing, directing.
And taking his clothes off in movies.
Being a best-selling author. He just released his third children's
book.
Wow,
I didn't know that.
The one and only Sparkella and the Big Lie.
How fun.
So he's decided to take the summer off.
Well, okay. We should write a children's book, but I think they'd ban it.
Yours wouldn't make it past first draft.
Yeah, right.
He says, I've been working for almost 2.5 years straight.
Wow. Oh, my. Wow. Tough life. 2.5 years straight. You know how many years I've been working straight, Channing?
Well, he stars in the upcoming film. Do I have to say this?
Yeah.
It's called Pussy Island.
Okay.
And it's directed by girlfriend Zoe Kravitz.
Okay.
Channing says he has no plans to return to his role of Magic Mike after Magic Mike's Last Dance premiered in February.
Well, that's why they call it Last Dance.
He said, I am done. We did it all.
Well,
we chewed all the meat off the bone on that one. There's nothing left to do.
Oh, my God. And now he's going to do he said it's called Pussy Island. It's about cats, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure it's a feline movie, right?
Should
never star with children and animals. They're going to always upstage it.
Writes children books and does a film called Pussy Island.
Well,
I don't know.
Look, when you say that, it sounds so porny coming out of your mouth. I mean, you make it sound dirty.
It's all about kitty cats. So no Magic Grandpa Mike in the future.
Magic Mike Grandpa?
Magic Grandpa Mike.
He's got
Mike.
A long ways to go to be a grandpa.
So that would be the only thing I would come back for. Grumpy old strippers. Like grumpy old men, septuagenarian strippers.
Nobody wants to see that. Oh, come on.
That would be hilarious.
I mean, as good looking as Harrison Ford is at 80, do you really want to see him take his shirt off?
I didn't say I did, but it would be funny.
Oh, my God. Channing Tatum, I mean, he's had a great career so far. I mean, he's not that old. You know?
He's done okay.
And he actually had a actress wife and divorced her and they had a kid. So, I mean, he's real Hollywood.
You know, I would. I saw, what was it, Lost Island? I think it was called
Lost Island. Lost Island? Oh, is that?
Him and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was cute.
And Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that was cute. I watched that.
That was cute. And that was the one that Sandra and Brad kind of swapped for each other, right?
Yeah.
She did one of his.
And he did one of hers. She did Bullet Train.
Bullet Train, which I thought was great.
Which, that reminds me, I've been planning
to
watch that.
Go look at it. You know, the DVD is out. I saw it on the counter at the Safeway.
I don't need a DVD.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Go
streaming stuff.
It's really good. Bullet Train is good. Do you not agree? You agree. Everybody agrees here.
So you need to watch it.
I know. You will be
riveted.
And I think this is the kind of movie that Brad Pitt needs to make more of. Not that he hasn't already. It's an action movie. It's funny. It's got blood and guts. I mean, it's pretty good.
Perfect.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. So anyway, we were talking about Channing Tatum. Good for him. Good on him. And I'm sure he'll have more venues to take his shirt off in.
Always.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, you got a cut? Let me rip this shirt off right there. Use my shirt.
Everybody's favorite Penny, Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
Well, she's starring in a new binge-worthy.
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 You can just say a new series, I guess.
Series.
That would work.
This summer. It's called Based on a True Story.
Okay.
When a serial killer pops up in a California neighborhood, a true crime fan, Kaylee's character, decides to start a podcast about the murders.
Of course she does. That's exciting to me. Being podcasters, I've even got the t-shirt. I mean, pretty excited about that.
As soon as I heard that part right there, I thought, it's like a knockoff of Murders in the Building.
Right. But they don't do a podcast.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do, too. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, they
that's,
do.
That's right. That's the premise.
Excellent.
I've only seen like
excellent show.
Seven or eight episodes of that, and I was more caught up in the murder part than I was in the podcast part. That's right. They do podcasts.
Yes. That is an excellent show. That's a binge.
There's a
show
lot
right
of
there.
true crime podcasts out there, too. And I
oh,
am,
heck to the yeah.
I'm kind of partial to those, I will say.
There is a
yeah,
there's crap a, ton
oh,
of
yeah,
them.
There's a ton. There's a ton.
So anyway.
We should do one. It requires too much work.
I thought about it, but it does require a lot
yeah,
of work.
Yeah, we got to do research and junk.
Oh, yeah.
It's easier to
which
do
would be
our.
Fun.
It's easier to do our podcasts, which
but
are
I don't
just,
I just don't have time
rehashes of the show that we already did.
Anyway, she decides to start a podcast about the murders with the help of her partner, only okay. to be framed for the crimes themselves.
Ooh, now see, there's something
that
a little different.
That is a plot twist. See, that's
whereas only murders in the building, I felt like they were kind of involved in the murder in the building the first season. So I didn't see the other two seasons, but okay.
The show is inspired by real events. The twist is that Kaylee was, well, she was obviously pregnant at the beginning of shooting.
Oh, right, right, right.
And so she was able to get the now on strike writers to write her pregnancy
who
into the series.
Who weren't on strike at the time.
So based on a true story, it launches on June 8th on Peacock.
Ooh, I got Peacock.
Season one will have 8 episodes.
Oh, that's so cool. I saw something with her, and of course, she's now doesn't have blonde hair anymore. She's a brunette. She's let her hair go back.
Really?
To natural, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, she's done a couple of things. She's done all right after the Big Bang. She had Flight Attendant. She had another something.
Yeah.
She did that. Oh, she did that Meet Cute with, it was called Meet Cute, that movie with
Pete Davidson. I don't know if he didn't get it or not.
Yeah. And, of course, she's Priceline. We talk
yes.
about this. And she was pregnant in the Priceline commercials, too.
Yes.
Which, you know what? I think is okay.
That's okay.
Because, you know, so for so many years, you couldn't even say pregnant on television.
Right.
That was like the censors would never go for it. And then you had to hide it. And now it's like, you know, it's like, it's okay for a pregnant woman to be a pitch man person.
It is. I love Lucy had a big part to do with all that.
She did. But yeah. I mean, that was 70 years ago.
I know.
Oh my God, that was 70 years ago, if you can believe that. Hey, with our apologies to Only Murders in the Building because John got it screwed up. Because they have a podcast. And Halle Berry.
Excellent show.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. More news then. And till then.
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.